This is Lesson 9. Here's the opening to Jim Stewart's report on FAO Schwartz. Listen.
What should you buy for a little boy? Do you know what you should buy for a little girl? If you have no idea what they want, then FAO Schwartz is the place for you.
Now, listen and repeat.
What should you buy? What should you buy for a little boy? What should you buy for a little boy? Do you know? Do you know what? Do you know what you should buy? Do you know what? Do you know what you should buy? Do you know what you should buy for a little girl? Do you know what you should buy for a little girl?
The word should is used here to offer advice. Another way of saying, what should you buy for a little boy is, what's the right thing to buy for a little boy? Possible answers to these questions are, the right thing to buy for a little boy is a teddy bear. Or, you should buy a teddy bear for a little boy. They're about the same. Let's practice some sentences with should. You hear.
I haven't bought anything for Peter Wynn yet.
And you say,
you should buy something for him.
You hear.
Stephen hasn't taken a vacation in 3 years.
And you say,
he should take a vacation.
Okay, let's go.
I haven't bought anything for Peter Wynn yet.
You should buy something for him.
Stephen hasn't taken a vacation in 3 years.
He should take a vacation.
Anne doesn't get any sleep at night.
She should get some sleep.
Greg and Dan haven't done any work in 6 months.
They should do some work.
They haven't paid their rent in 2 years.
They should pay their rent.
Pat hasn't eaten anything for 2 days.
She should eat something.
We haven't studied our English this week.
You should study your English.
Now back to Jim talking about FAO Schwartz.
It may be the biggest toy store in the world. And if you can't find the right present here, then you can't find it anywhere. Today we're shopping for someone special. Stephen Wynn, our director, has just had a little baby boy. So come on, we'll all go shopping.
Listen to the customers at FAO Schwartz. Listen carefully for the toys. What toys are named?
I'm shopping for my nephew. I have no idea what I should get him.
Maybe you'll find a toy at FAO Schwartz.
I'm not sure what I'll buy today.
Maybe a truck or a football.
I don't know what I want to buy.
Dolls are popular, and I don't know where you can find better ones. I wonder what this little girl will buy.
I need a gift for my husband, but I don't remember what his size is.
Okay. Do you remember what toys they talked about? What are they?
A truck, a football, and dolls.
Now listen and repeat.
I don't remember. I don't remember what. I don't remember what his size is. I don't remember what his size is.
Now you hear.
So what's your husband's size?
And you say,
I don't remember what his size is.
You hear.
Tell me, where does he shop for his clothes? Maybe we could call the store.
And you say,
I don't remember where he shops for his clothes.
Ready? Here we go.
So what's your husband's size?
I don't remember what his size is.
Tell me, where does he shop for his clothes? Maybe we could call the store.
I don't remember where he shops for his clothes.
How about ties? What kind of ties does he wear?
I don't remember what kind of ties he wears.
I know. Why don't we call him to ask him his size? What's his office number?
I don't remember what his office number is.
How about the name of the company? We could look the number up. Where does he work?
I don't remember where he works.
Well, you're having a problem with your memory today, aren't you? What's your name?
I don't remember what my name is.
Now, listen and repeat.
I don't remember what my name is. I don't remember what my name is.
Okay, I say his, and you say,
I don't remember what his name is.
I say size, and you say,
I don't remember what his size is.
Okay, let's go. His.
I don't remember what his name is.
Size.
I don't remember what his size is.
No.
I don't know what his size is.
Address.
I don't know what his address is.
Was.
I don't know what his address was.
Didn't.
I didn't know what his address was.
This.
I didn't know what this address was.
Wasn't sure.
I wasn't sure what this address was.
Lesson.
I wasn't sure what this lesson was.
When.
I wasn't sure when this lesson was.
Ends.
I wasn't sure when this lesson ends.
Well, now you know. And this, Sam, is the end of Lesson 9.